Hello, you're listening to another episode of Lilia Sunday Podcast. In fact, I'd like to start this episode by saying thank you for downloading this episode on your gadget or just listening to it straight on the Podomatic website. No matter how and when you've decided to play this episode of Lilia Sunday Podcast, thanks a lot. I'm really thankful to all of you who keep listening to the podcast, despite the fact that I'm not being super organised and systematic with it. That's not because I've run out of ideas. Actually, I have quite a lot of them, and it's just that apart from doing all the online teaching I have and giving online lessons on Skype and recording the podcast, I just try to devote as much time as I can to my vocal lessons and my singing activity. And I really hope you don't get absolutely discouraged and disappointed. And also, I recommend that you never stop checking on my podcast page. I try recording new episodes wherever I have an extra bit of time. And I hope you find the advice I share about learning English useful. Today, I've just made an important decision in terms of the podcast, and I hope you enjoy it. So today I decided to make the podcast a bit less transcript oriented, which means if for almost all the 40 episodes I've recorded so far, I've been using some kinds of notes, which were sometimes represented by sentences and some phrases. I just wanted to throw in the podcast. Starting from this episode, I'll try and speak more by myself without using the transcript. And I hope that's okay, because that might come out as being natural and more interesting to listen to. On a different note, in terms of this podcast, if you can hear some occasional mouse clicking, that's my husband playing Civilizations, 5, 4, say it.
6.
Louder.
6.
Civilizations 6. Right, so that's my husband playing Civilization 6. I hope you don't get too distracted by the mouse clicking, if that's okay. So today, the aim of this episode of my Sunday podcast is to reach out to all the listeners out there who feel a little bit helpless and unsupported without their mother tongue in language learning. I've been taking part in an online teaching course recently. So when I was doing the course where educators were sharing their successful experience of teaching multilingual classes, I suddenly realised how deprived some learners might feel when it comes to the all total, only exclusively English, super English, English squared classroom when having their English lessons in a monolingual classroom. Okay, I think that bit might have sounded slightly complicated, so I think I'll try to explain that in other words. So here in Ukraine, I mainly teach students who are not used to the communicative approach, where the only language that teachers accept in their classroom is English. I know it's common in Europe, I know it's common in all the rest of the world, but here in the Slavic countries, we're not really used to hearing only English in our lessons, and we still have quite a few teachers who tend to throw in a little bit of their students' mother tongue into their lessons, and that's when the students feel secure and okay, and they feel that they can always rely on a teacher and ask the teacher to do some work for them if they just get lost, if they feel they don't know what to say. And many people I teach feel baffled. In other words, they feel totally confused when they enter my online classroom, because they expect me, as a Ukrainian teacher of English, to share the common first language with them. That's how they feel safe They know that if they don't know how to say something, they will ask their teacher, so here, that's me, and I'll tell them how to say that in English. I feel this is a bit like as if the student was saying to me, oh, I don't know how to say that, you tell me. You do the maths, you do the job. I'll just sit here and listen to you saying what I originally planned to say. I won't understand or repeat after you because probably this phrase is a little bit too much for my level. But now you said it. Oh yeah, cool. Thank you. Great. You understand me. You understand my message. Let's just carry on. And there's another type of student who would just speak and then stop, because they don't know how to say something and they just say that in their first language, which I can understand because I can speak Ukrainian and I can speak Russian too. And then they just carry on with their ideas. So that's what most students think in the beginning when we just meet, and that's the first time I scope them, so they expect me to say hello, maybe in Russian, maybe in Ukrainian, but I just tend to use English throughout my lessons. I love throwing my students at the deep end. This is something I've been doing since the very first day I started teaching, and I've seen so many people learning English faster using this approach, to be honest. And I mainly base this approach on the way I taught myself to speak English. And I've seen quite a few dissatisfied faces when I didn't say a word, when a student ran into a phrase they didn't know and they asked me to translate. It freaked them out. Oh no, I don't know how to say something. I think I'll just better shut up. And the teacher is being so arrogant. She's so arrogant, the students might think, that she just doesn't want to provide me with a word or a phrase I need because for some reason she just wants to create an impression as if she's a native speaker, 100% native speaker, and she just wants I don't know what some guys think, but I feel like I feel as if they think, oh, she's just super arrogant, she doesn't know. Yeah, some people might think, I don't know how to say something, and they just go, like, in their minds, she doesn't know how to say that, she's so unqualified. Okay, I can't really, I can't speak for everybody, for every student I have, because all the guys are different, all people are different, all students are different, and everyone's got their own approach and everyone's got their own ideas of how teaching should be carried out. But here is what I think as a teacher with an 8-year experience of teaching English to people all over the world. You can learn English without your first language. And to do this, you should rely on the first and foremost tip. Don't rely too much on your teacher, okay? Don't rely too much on your teacher. Be brave, take risks, say it as you can. If you have a good teacher, they'll correct you at the end. But don't worry if you say something and there's a mistake in there. You always have mime. Right, so that's what you can show the word you don't know to the teacher, and the teacher will tell you what the word is. You can describe it, you can point at it in the room. Okay, if you're having a Skype lesson, you can just grab an object in your room and just bring it closer to the screen and show it to your teacher. Okay, that's what you can do. The main thing you should do in your lessons, get the message across. My students often tell me that even after the first lesson, right, English keeps sounding in their head, and this is great. If you can feel that too, you're on the right track. So sometimes we finish the lesson and the students feel like they can't get rid of English in their ears and in their head, because the only thing they've been doing for the past hour is speaking English with their teacher. That's me, because I'm offering some private lessons, or they've been talking with their peers in the classroom and they've been just discussing things and doing things in English. And that's why English still is filling their brain. And that's just amazing. This is something we should do, right? You can't study English fortnightly and expect you'll be able to operate in English. It doesn't work like that. The best way to speak English is hear it in your head. You hear it, okay? So you generate it in your head, you hear it in your head, and then you produce it, okay? So you put your thoughts in words. Then you become fast and fluent. If you want to know more about learning English at lower levels and the methods I use and the things I do with my elementary and beginner students, stay tuned. Next week, I'll bring you some more info. I'm always ready to share my tips with you and my advice with you guys, because I think there's been so much confusion in the world of English learning and teaching, and because we have this whole lot of information around us and we can go online, we can just study some articles about learning English, where is the best method, what should I do? But there is so much information that it's very difficult to use your critical thinking, and particularly in the area where you're not a professional, okay? It's very difficult to find your way in that area because you don't have enough knowledge to choose what is best for you in this new area, okay? So I really hope that you found this episode useful. I really hope that you liked me speaking naturally to you. So don't forget to leave a comment under the podcast on the podcast page, or you can go to my Facebook and my VK accounts and profiles and send me a message telling me what you think about the episode and just saying hello and sending me a hug and a kiss. All right. I really appreciate getting the feedback from you guys, and I hope me talking about the feedback on the podcast doesn't take up too long. All right, so yeah, that's what we should do. Don't blame your teachers for not using your first language, even if you share it. So that's the first tip. And the second tip, think about your lessons as a way to get your thinking in English, right? I have a video in my YouTube channel about learning to think in English. So I think I'll drop you the link below under the episode so you can go and watch it on YouTube. How to start thinking in English. And if you start thinking in English, that's where the fluency comes from. Thank you very, very much for joining me on this episode today. I hope the clicking of my husband playing Civilizations
6.
He sounds encouraged. He sounds so happy. Right. So thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to me talking and my husband playing Civilizations
6.
I'll talk to you in a week. That was Lilia from Lilia Sunday Podcast. Hugs and kisses. Bye-bye.